Hello, this is bit depth number 1446, which appeared in the Trinidad Tobago Newsletter on February 19, 2024, under the headline Professional Perspectives on New Cybercrime Laws. I'm the author, Mark Lindesey. A spirited discussion of last week's column on LinkedIn offered wider perspectives of the cybercrime laws, which the Attorney General promises for later in 2024. Quincy Prescott, principal consultant for Prescott Associates, noted that an ethical hacker would not be affected by the Cybercrime Act because that person would be acting with authorization. Kevon Swift, a digital policy expert specializing in digital trust issues at the Latin American and Caribbean Internet Addresses Registry, LACNIC, went further, dismissing the concern as nonsensical. Cybercrime law squarely addresses unlawful conduct, which is defined and sanctioned according to international standards, he said. Authorization, based on a decision by a duly competent court, is prescribed under the amended version of the Interception of Communications Act 2020. Swift noted that there was an issue with Clause 6, which criminalized a person who intentionally and without lawful excuse or justification remains logged into a computer in a computer system or part of a computer system or continues to use a computer system. He noted that it need not even be considered a law as automatic sign-out is a prominent feature by design for secured computers. But unless we modernize the descriptions of unlawful behaviors in the 2017 Cybercrime Bill, we will be sifting water with a colander. On the question of drafting legislation that's flexible enough to evolve meaningfully in a changing environment, Prescott noted that the digital transformation plan still hasn't been published. The consultation hasn't put a green paper out yet. This is the first time in 20 years that TT doesn't have a published plan. That failure alone is an indictment of sorts. The overregulation narrative is hogwash. Enactment of existing laws such as data protection only requires the hiring of staff, without which the digital ID thrust could be subject to judicial attention, or electronic transactions, which only needs the establishment of certain administrative frameworks to recognize operations for legal grounding. In the latter instance, the courts themselves have adopted the model proposed and forged ahead to become the most digitally transformed agency in the public sector. One commenter suggested that a consolidation of cybersecurity roles in the public service would follow its planned restructuring, strengthening the digital national security profile by centralizing the function within government. Prescott did not agree. The restructuring of the public service has been going on for 30 years, since Gordon Draper, he argued. The re-evaluation of public sector positions still isn't done. The Service Commission is still hiring typist stenographers when no one actually does stenography. We're behind again and talking while we become more uncompetitive, argues Prescott. We pioneered the need for these frameworks in the Caribbean in 2008, then stalled. Jamaica and Barbados have functioning data commissioners. The OECS countries have digital IDs deployed for multiple government services and updated their telecoms laws to regulate the digital economy. Grenada has laws recognizing NFTs. In TT, we're talking in circles, achieving nothing, even without a published plan. We're seeking to undermine existing private sector endeavors, inconsistent with long-standing macroeconomic policy, instead of focusing on a role, laws and market structure, in areas where the private sector has failed to act. One point we keep missing in national conversations is that the overwhelming majority of cybercrimes are transnational and would therefore require international cooperation, rooted in harmonized law, to facilitate investigations, evidence collection, and eventually prosecution, said Kevon Swift. The proposed articles are not unique, nor are they expected to operate only locally or in a vacuum. If unlawful behaviors are not adequately criminalized locally, there is no basis on which law enforcement can work with foreign counterparts or internet intermediaries, email, social media, cloud services providers, so no justice can be delivered. Evidence transfer for volatile evidence such as digital evidence requires dual criminality to be established, harmonized or equivalent substantive provisions with a minimum penalty of 1 year's imprisonment in order for expedited assistance to occur outside of traditional mutual legal assistance treaties, which can take 11 months or more to deliver results. But there are a lot of informal cooperation activities, particularly involving threat monitoring and analysis, which can occur outside these laws. Local ethical hackers would need to bolster their affiliations with trust communities, such as regional CSIRT organizations, and even global ones, such as FIRST. At LACNIC events, we host the Latin American and Caribbean version of the FIRST conference, and we've been fortunate enough to have actors like the TTCCIRT participate there. For things like penetration testing, a client's authorization is still key. Anything outside of that, especially probing secured computer systems, is globally accepted as an offense.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.